USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, with the help of the Nebraska Corn Board, has released the largest and most comprehensive report on the use of ethanol co-products for livestock feed to date. According to Dan Carestis, chief of the USDA NAS Livestock Branch, USDA contacted some 9,400 dairy cattle, cattle on feed, beef cattle, and hog operations in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin for the report. He says the goal was to determine how many operations used ethanol co-products in their feed rations last year, which co-products were fed, and what concerns and barriers prevented operations from feeding co-products. Caresta says USDA didn't have too many expectations going into the report, but he says the percentage of operations already feeding co-products was a surprise.
Dairy cattle operations feed the largest percent. 38% of the operations that we surveyed fed co-products. Cattle on feed followed up right behind that with 36% of the operations feeding co-products. If you look at the individuals that are not feeding co-products but would consider feeding co-products, for dairy cattle, there's an additional 22%, so that puts us up to 60% of the dairy cattle operation that have the possibility of feeding co-products.
For cattle on feed, an additional 34% of respondents would consider feeding co-products, bringing the number that fed or considered feeding ethanol co-products to livestock last year to 70%. The numbers for beef cattle and hog operations, Carestis says, are slightly lower. He says 13% of beef cattle operations reported feeding co-products in 2006, while 12% of hog operations reported co-product use. When you factor in those who considered feeding co-products, the number jumps considerably to 43% and 47% respectively. Interestingly enough, Caresta says the survey shows operation size tends to be a factor when it comes to co-product use.
Out of these four different groups, we found out that the average peak inventory of operations feeding co-products was larger for all four categories, dairy cattle, cattle on feed, beef cattle, and hogs, than the average peak inventory of operations not feeding co-products. So in other words, the operations who feed co-products are larger than the operations who don't feed co-products.
Caresta says this report provides information that those who produce co-products and those who use them will have an interest in. He says it can really be used in a variety of ways. For instance, he says the Nebraska Corn Board already has plans to use the study.
Their big push on this was to find out what they could do as an association to market co-products better, to make them more viable for the producers in that area. And I think this study will show them some of the different areas where farmers are requesting additional services, which of these co-products are favored by the people who feed co-products.
On that note, Caresta says this study shows corn gluten feed is the most popular co-product for beef cow operations and cattle on feed operations. Distillers dried grains are the popular choice for dairy cattle and hog operations. Most dairy cattle, beef cattle, and hog producers turn to feed companies or co-ops for co-products. The majority of cattle on feed operations purchase them directly from ethanol and other processing plants. The study, conducted across 12 U.S. states, was a joint effort between NAS and the Nebraska Corn Board. Nearly 1,300 operations provided information for the report. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.